Special Report Coronavirus Update. If you're looking for guidance on face masks, the NIH's Dr. Anthony Fauci says wear one when you're out in public.
You wear a mask, they wear a mask, you protect each other. I mean, I do it when I'm in the public for the reasons that, A, I want to protect myself and protect others, and also because I want to make it be a symbol for people to see that that's the kind of thing you should be doing.
Correspondent Bryn Gingras reports New York's Long Island starts reopening today.
This is an area where 1 in 20 people filed for unemployment last month. So getting into this phase one is welcome news, starting up that curbside retail, construction, manufacturing. Now, New York City is the only area in the state that hasn't yet entered a phase. And the mayor says we're likely a couple of weeks away from that.
Congressional Republicans are considering proposing back-to-work bonuses to encourage people to return to their jobs when they become available. I'm Mike Moss. The private rocket company SpaceX is set to launch two Americans into orbit this afternoon from Florida. Correspondent Daryl Forges reports from Spaceview Park in Florida. The trip marks the first time American astronauts will take off for space from U.S. soil in 9 years, and the first time inside a private spacecraft.
It's owned by Elon Musk, so if this is successful, this will be the first commercialized takeoff that will make it to the International Space Station, because at this point, the NASA crews, whenever they want to take off to the International Space Station, they're doing it with Russia, and they have to spend at least $20 to $40 million per seat to even take off with Russia's spaceships.
Only about half of Americans say they would get a COVID-19 vaccine if scientists are able to succeed at developing one. Another 31% aren't sure. 1 in 5 say they would refuse, according to the Associated Press poll. The Dow up 93. I'm Mike Moss.
Every home has a to-do list. That leaky drain, bare spots on the lawn, repainting the trim. To finally get that to-do list done, call in a pro. Over the past 20 years, HomeAdvisor has connected over 100 million homeowners with trusted local pros. And during these times, we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the HomeAdvisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/offer for details. That's homeadvisor.com/offer.
As concerns about the coronavirus persist, AP's ground game inside the outbreak has you covered.
What are steps being taken there to reopen society?
Join Ralph Russo and the AP's global team of journalists as they keep you up to date with the latest news on COVID-19.
The whole rollout will be tied to a map of red and green zones based on how much the virus has spread in your region.
Listen and subscribe to Ground Game, free on Apple Podcasts or wherever you enjoy audio.
Following the coronavirus money, back in a minute with your political question of the day.
Like a giant green tsunami, cannabis legalization is sweeping through the states. Experts agree cannabis will become federally legal within the next 2 years. You can participate in this multi-billion dollar industry right now. Patent your idea for an extraction process, extraction hardware, cannabis growing equipment, a new growing method, or a new medicinal composition. Cynthia Lamon of Lamon Patent Services can help you win your patent. Lamon Patent Services has served for over 19 years and has won over 800 patents. The time to act is now. Don't wait until your idea for a better cannabis biotech or electronic mousetrap becomes someone else's fortune. Go to LamonPatentServices.com for a free consultation. That's Lamon, spelled L-A-M-O-N, PatentServices.com. Own your idea. LamonPatentServices.com. LamonPatentServices.com.
In response to China's coronavirus pandemic, Congress gave the nation's small businesses $350 billion. And most Americans will receive a check for $1,200. But as a follow-up, House Democrats, led by Speaker Nancy Pelosi, are pressing for an additional $3 trillion, a trillion of which would be given to state and local governments. Republicans disagree with Democrats, saying the federal government should not be responsible for paying the debts of individual states. Question: do you think taxpayers in Montana should or should not borrow money to pay off the debts of state and local taxpayers in California.
We are open. Hyundai of Yuma is now open back to normal hours, and we are ready to serve up some of the best deals ever in history, like 0% financing for 84 months on brand new 2020 Hyundai Tucson's or brand new 2020 Hyundai Accent with Bluetooth, cruise control, keyless entry, and 5-inch color touchscreen for only $15,995. All this plus America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, along with free maintenance for 3 years. It's time to get back to work at Hyundai of Yuma, and we are doing it big with huge savings. So come out today and buy, 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 and save, save, save. And let's get this economy rocking again by keeping it local with hashtag YumaStrong. Visit 24/7 at HyundaiofYuma.com or Facebook via Instant Messenger. Plus tax and plates and dock fee on selected new cars on approved credit.
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with 4 locations to serve all of your tire needs.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Excessive heat warning in the forecast for the next 3 days, with a high today of 108. 74 overnight tonight, 108 on Thursday, 73 Thursday night, Friday 109 the high, 76 on Friday night.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Good morning, Yuma. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 AM KBLU. In studio, we have Susan Thorpe, the Yuma County Administrator. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
And on the phone out there in Cyberland, we have Paul Melcher, who is the Director of Economic Development and Intergovernmental Affairs. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, John.
And also on the line through technology and Russ Clark's masterful work of the computer over there, we have Kevin Tennell, who is the Communications Director of Yuma County. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, John. Thanks.
Hey, good. Thank you all for spending time this morning. It's really important. I was off the air. I was saying just how blessed we are to have great leadership in this community. We're talking about Phil Rodriguez, and we're talking about Susan Thorpe. Most municipalities and localities don't have the kind of leadership we have, so we're very, very blessed. Now, Susan, off the air, I asked you, so you've been on the job 3 years, and she says, no, 4 years and 4 months.
That's right.
Time flies. You had ideas about Yuma before you got here, and some things have happened since then. What are some of the things that have happened on the job that says, I'm glad I'm here, this is why I was meant to do this job, this was one of those things I'm inspired every day by things that are happening. So some of those aha moments that have happened in the first, 4 years or 4 months, anything come to mind?
Wow. I learn something new every day here, and it's usually very positive. Sometimes we have surprises that we have and little problems we have to solve, but that's why I'm in the position that I'm in, because I love challenges and I love providing solutions and making things better. So I'm all about continuous improvement. Coming to Yuma, I really didn't know a whole lot. I liked what I saw when I came to interview. I had worked previously in the Phoenix metro area, and people don't really know anything about Yuma there. So I didn't learn from them until I got here and found this is a really great community. It's a friendly community. They welcomed me with open arms. There's a lot of hugging that goes on in Yuma, and I love it. I think it's great. I mean, it's just so nice to have that kind of feeling of family and togetherness, and let's do what's best for our community as a whole, and not divisions, and not
your fiefdoms,
yeah,
and little
it's
silos.
Just, yeah, it's just the unity and especially coming together when times are really difficult. Right now, I think it's just a great place to be, and Yuma County as a government is a great place to work. Have wonderful employees that are very, very dedicated, and I've been able to hire several department heads that have really helped in that continuous improvement and making things better with our operations.
You've built an amazing team, having Paul get his new role as Director of Economic Development and Intergovernmental Affairs. He slid into that role doing some great things. I'm going to talk to you, Paul, a little bit later about the great things you're working on. But hiring Ian away from Somerton, he had a great comment off the air, and I want to share that because it speaks to your personality and the fact that you care about people deeply and everyone else in the county.
Right. So I said, I feel a little bad for Somerton. Ian McGahey is a great administrator. He's going to be a great addition to the county. It's going to be a loss for Somerton, but I think what he has done in his 2 years in Somerton has really positioned them well to be attractive to another very capable city administrator, city manager. And so I know that things are better there now than when he got there. So we're really happy about that.
I'm a big fan of Ian's. When we were starting to move into South County and thinking about the South County Business Resource Center and opening up a South County office of the chamber, Ian was very generous with his time talking about things we could and should do and things we ought not do. His candor and his time spent was really appreciated and is appreciated. And he cares deeply about, you know, this part of Arizona. So I think you hit a home run.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. He starts June 15th.
June 15th. And Paul, some of the things you're doing in your role, there's a litany of things that you're working on. But one of the things we talked about was the fairgrounds relocation and that lift. Kind of give the 35,000-foot level of what that entails and what you've been doing with that.
Thank you, John. In essence, what we've been looking at is a suitable property for which to relocate the entire fairgrounds. That includes the arena and all of the midway attractions and buildings. So we've been looking at a variety of sources, and right now we're looking at three sources that originate from military. One is called the Defense Community Infrastructure Program, the Innovation Readiness Training Program, and then the REPI Challenge, which is really meant to allow entities with military installations to protect and ensure the ongoing operations of those installations. So the REPI Challenge will be used for property acquisition. The Defense Community Infrastructure Program will be used to help get the materials needed to do the on-site and off-site improvements, and then the Innovation Readiness Training Program will be used to actually make the property improvements for the fairgrounds. We still have the buildings and that funding to come up with, but you know, I think it's one step at a time. At least if we can get the property acquired, start the development process, and then start working on the buildings, that's our plan of action.
I was the guest speaker last week at the Rotary Club in the Foothills, and they were saying that the wasting taxpayer dollars on moving the fairgrounds is just ludicrous. And I was trying to explain that this is not taxpayer-funded, you know, per se, out of Yuma County. There's grants, and finding the money is probably the biggest challenge to this whole thing, but that's the heavy lift, is finding the cash. Is that correct?
That's correct. And since the COVID-19 issues had originated, we were anticipating some grant match money to get the process started from the state with the state budget and their considerations. I think we're still going to be able to apply for the grants and move forward, but some of that money might have to be held in escrow for a couple years while we still work to get the grant match to be able to utilize it.
And some of the things we're finding from the Department of Defense and some of the things we're finding out from that side has been helpful as well. I think this is a giant lift. This is a $100 million lift, and everyone is at the table trying to help out. And you being the ringleader, you're in the center of attraction and the center of action. So thank you for your calm, cool leadership, because I'm not sure I can do it.
Well, John, I think it's really encouraging that I know from a legislative standpoint we've got a lot of support of it. It really is, as you said, just trying to identify all the sources of funding for it and to make sure that they're available because things change, conditions change. So we're just trying to be as flexible as possible in finding those sources and utilizing them.
Now, the big issue with moving the fairgrounds is a combination between the growth of the fairgrounds, the fact that it's turning into an event center, over 200 events a year. I think if the Marine Corps knew just how much activity was at the fairgrounds, they'd probably lose their minds. But I think long term, we want an event center. We want great things because this community deserves it. This community deserves an event center, almost a convention center, if you will, but a fairgrounds and places for people to meet, you know, intelligently. So the big lift is working, and again, your work has been tireless, and I'm impressed with how you've handled it.
Well, thank you, John. It's really what we're looking at is preserving not only the military legacy for Yuma County, but also that ag legacy. We know that agriculture is such a huge part of what this whole community's identity is, and then we also have the complementary military identity as well. So not only are we working to preserve that military operations, make sure the NCAS can operate, but you know that's what the fairgrounds represents for so many people too, is that continuing ag legacy for the community.
You bet. I want to talk about those initiatives and more after the break, if that's okay. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KVLU.
It's David from Afternoons here on KTTI. Every weekday from 3 until 7, brought to you by Nationwide Vision Centers, serving Arizona for over 30 years with over 85 offices across Arizona. Call 1-800-EYECARE to schedule your next eye appointment.
Tune in each morning at 6 a.m. for America's Morning News, brought to you by Yuma International Airport. Fly Yuma and experience the convenience, comfort, short TSA lines, and multiple daily direct flights to Phoenix and Dallas-Fort Worth. Fly Yuma, and when you're home, you're home.
Bureaucrats, booze, and me too. Back in 1 minute with your food chain question of the day.
Like a giant green tsunami, cannabis legalization is sweeping through the states. Experts agree cannabis will become federally legal within the next 2 years. You can participate in this multi-billion-dollar industry right now. Patent your idea for an extraction process, extraction hardware, cannabis growing equipment, a new growing method, or a new medicinal composition. Cynthia Lamond of Lamond Patent Services can help you win your patent. Lamond Patent Services has served for over 19 years and has won over 800 patents. The time to act is now. Don't wait until your idea for a better cannabis biotech or electronic mousetrap becomes someone else's fortune. Go to LamondPatentServices.com for a free consultation. That's Lamond, spelled L-A-M-O-N, PatentServices.com. Own your idea, LamondPatentServices.com. LamondPatentServices.com.
There is a likely connection between bureaucrats' booze and Me Too, so claims Canada's National Post, which points to the 401 bottles of wine, 584 cans of beer, and 250 milliliter bottles of vodka that government officials drank up on international flight. The Post claims it published the statistics because more of its readers are speaking up about the sexual harassment and inappropriate behavior of their government officials. Question: do you think most incidents of inappropriate sexual behavior are or are not related to alcohol?
We'll get you the information you need every day, Monday through Friday, with the Border Report. That's the latest information on the wait times for the ports of entry, the border crossing wait times and your updates, as well as the road reports in the afternoon with traffic restrictions and road closures due to road construction and repairs. The Border Reports in the morning, the Road Reports in the afternoon, brought to you by RV World, serving Yuma since 1966. RV World is located on Gila Ridge Road, exit Interstate 8 and Araby Road, then west on Gila Ridge, about a quarter mile. RV World.
Women Heart is in a race to save lives. Heart disease is the number one killer of women. It's 80% preventable, if you know the facts. Millions of women are living with or at risk of different types of heart disease, like AFib, which is a type of irregular heartbeat. It affects both women and men, but women with AFib have a higher risk of stroke and death than men. Get educated. See your doctor. Know the facts. Diet and exercise are key to staying healthy. Know the risks. Women Heart does something really unique, solely focusing on women and providing peer-to-peer support. To win this race, we all have to do it together. Our hearts beat as one. To learn more, visit womenheart.org.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU studio. We've got Yuma County leadership. We have Susan Thorpe, the county administrator, in studio. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
And on the phone out there in cyberspace, Paul Melcher, Director of Economic Development and Intergovernmental Affairs. Good morning, Paul. Paul's with me?
He's with you.
Okay. Hi, Paul. And then Kevin Tennell is out there, too, who is the Communications Director. Good morning, Kevin.
Howdy.
There we go. So, Paul, we talked about the fairgrounds a little bit, but you're working on other things, too, broadband, PM10, ozone stuff. Which one is taking up most of your time between those two?
John, I'd have to say that finalizing the PM10 and ozone SIPs is taking up the most time. We're at the home stretch of those and just trying to get all of that finalized. ADEQ's been working very hard with EPA to get the plans somewhat pre-approved so that we're not submitting a document to EPA just for their review. We've been developing it with EPA all along. So, having those two implementation plans will be a big asset to the community and finally get us some resolution on working out all these air quality issues.
And
not to underscore the importance of what we're doing with broadband, but, you know, from a time constraint, that's the most cumbersome right now.
With the PM10 and ozone, has that goal line been moved back and forth on you during this whole process, or has it just been a kind of a slow, steady stream of positive information?
John, I would say over the last 3 to 4 years, when ADEQ really resolved to address all the issues and get them done, it's been a slow, measured process. We're mostly, in some instances, we've been ahead a little bit in the program, and others we're right on schedule. So I've appreciated ADEQ's energy and really their commitment to getting all both of the plans done.
Have the targets and the numbers moved at all on ozone and PM10, or have they stayed the same? And has that altered your approach?
No, actually, our county numbers are looking fantastic. We've had 3 years of really good readings, particularly for ozone. We haven't had any exceedances for the PM10 except for natural events. So that's what has kept us right on track with this.
So, Kevin, as Paul is running amok doing all of these different things that he's doing, are you helping to coordinate communication between the departments, or are you letting Paul run his own show?
Well, Paul, I don't know how much of this falls into the some of this under the forefronted, Paul?
This is pretty much just a county stakeholder initiative.
Okay, good.
Right. So any kind of communications in terms of, like, I don't know if you're focusing in right now on the PM10 issue or anything like that, but or even the fairgrounds. We would, we would certainly advertise. We get important meetings out there, things like that, and try to stay abreast of, the information that's moving forward. It's all very complicated. There's probably a lot of people around Yuma County that don't even understand the PM10 issue, even though it's been around, since before I even got here,
right.
20 years ago. So it's such a deep-rooted issue. People move here thinking that we have clean air, and then they hear we have these PM10 issues. And it really has nothing to do with how terrible our air quality is. Am I correct?
You're spot on.
How good our air quality is.
Right. But it gives off this misrepresentation that when we're trying to deal with the PM10, that there's something wrong. And in reality, the entire issue for years has been going back and forth over something we don't have a lot of control over.
So
yes, we do get information out about that whenever it dictates.
So for those of us novices, we know what ozone is, but PM10, what particularly is that, Paul?
That's dust particulate matter 10 microns in size or less. So it's not even dust that you can see. So if you're thinking, well, I drive along and I see airborne dust, it's even particles smaller than that.
And that affects air quality, right?
Yes, so we have air quality monitors in Yuma County that measure that because it's considered under the Clean Air Act as a pollutant. Mostly PM10 is generated from, in our region, particularly for natural events, is generated from wind picking up particles off of the sand dunes and then bringing them over into Yuma County.
So then coming full circle, and Kevin, you can answer this, or Paul, why is this important to business? Why, understanding the air issues, ozone, PM10, why is that important to businesses?
Well, particularly for Yuma County, we want to be recognized as attainment area. Again, while there are some stricter standards for permitting that a company being in a non-attainment zone, it's also just companies hearing that, wow, there's a non-attainment zone sometime or put off for that. So we want to make sure that any of the manufacturing or any of the other businesses that are looking to the region don't have to work under or have to abide by stricter regulations that aren't pertinent to, as you said, maintaining good air quality. We have great air quality. It's just that when those natural events occur, we have the exceedances, but that's something that we can't control because we can't control the wind and the monsoons coming off the desert. So,
and go ahead.
Nope, and that's all.
So how much ozone do we produce in Yuma County, and how much is quote-unquote imported from Mexico, California, and people on the road?
We look at it right now, their estimates between 13 and 20% come from Mexico and California. The rest, you consider there's already background ozone that exists, but our local contribution is probably 5% or less. It depends on which modeling you're looking at, but our individual contribution from Yuma County is very low.
Our footprint is extremely small, right, Paul?
That's correct.
So, Kevin, while Paul is doing that and great things are happening with personnel, Kevin, you're working on the JIC. We've got a few minutes. What is the JIC and what was the thinking behind it?
Well, the Joint Information Center is a product of the National Response Plan. So this goes through emergency management teaching all the way up to the very top levels. We currently have a Joint Information Center in place because of the whole COVID situation. That occurred shortly after the chairman and Susan declared an emergency in Yuma County. The Joint Information Center primarily brings together people in my world and communications from all different walks of life that are involved with the recovery or with whatever emergency is going on. So the current JIC, we have roughly 40 members or so, ranging from the hospital to the Indian tribes to YPG representatives, MCAS representatives, Border Patrol, all these people in emergency management, public information, city police, city fire, all these people come together in the JIC, and we discuss the plan of attack in terms of how we're going to communicate with the public, how we can support each other with the key messaging. That was very critical in the very beginning with the stay-at-home order and trying to get everybody to understand the importance of staying home and why we were doing it. And so we continue to be in operation. The JIC is still meeting 3 times a week, but as we are now in, I guess what you'd say, the stride of this COVID situation, and again, I say it's stride because, frankly, I'm not sure anybody sees an end in sight to, all this, the COVID issues
stuff, right.
and how we are going to reintegrate with each other is still left to be seen. We're dealing with right now, it was brought up during our HEOC meeting this morning with, this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, is typically something that is a rite of passage into summer, which
correct
typically brings together large groups of people. And right now we're contrary to that in our messaging.
And I want to touch on those things more after the break, going into a hard break at the bottom of the hour. Thank you. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBOU.
Yeah, military life can have its challenges, but sometimes veteran life brings more. While serving in Iraq, an IED took both my legs, but it didn't take my spirit.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
My name is Greg Gadsden, 26-year Army veteran.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories, great and small.
DAV helps veterans like me get all the benefits they've earned, and that can be a life changer.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Today, I'm an entrepreneur, photographer, and public speaker.
But there's more to be done and more victories to be won. With the right support, there are no limits.
My victory is just being the best that I can be.
Greg Gadsden, thank you for your service. May your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
As life starts to get back to normal here in Yuma, 560 KBLU wants to know what you're thinking when it comes to local businesses and services. Do you need a new car, a dentist, a plumber? Whatever the business or professional service you need, we'd like to know which one is on the tip of your tongue. Be a part of the 560 KBLU Yuma Local Business Survey. It's on the KBLU Facebook page or at KBLUAM.com. You can participate from your phone, tablet, or your computer. For participating, you'll have the chance to win up to $500. Tell us what you're thinking when it comes to using our local businesses here in Yuma. Take the survey now and maybe put some cash in your wallet to spend locally. Hit up our Facebook page or log on to KBOUAM.com.
Thank you, America. We know staying home isn't as easy as it looks. It's hard sitting out a family gathering, missing out on milestones like graduation or the birth of a new family member. For many, staying home has meant job loss and financial hardship. People call healthcare workers heroes. You're a hero too. We're the infectious diseases experts fighting COVID-19 in hospitals, public health departments, and laboratories across the country. You're giving up a lot to keep yourself, your loved ones, and your community safe. It's not easy giving up things that were once part of everyday life. Going to work, eating at a restaurant, spending time with friends. When you stay home, you're helping us win the fight against COVID-19. Keep it up. We'll emerge strong and healthy together again. Sponsored by the Infectious Diseases Society of America Foundation. For more COVID-19 information, visit IDSAFoundation.org.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague's handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Hey everyone, News 11's Dominique Newland here with your latest headlines. Tens of thousands of doctors and nurses have gotten sick for taking care of COVID-19 patients. That's according to a new report out by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. On Tuesday, the federal agency stated more than 62,000 healthcare professionals contracted the coronavirus in the U.S., and that's a big jump from more than 9,200 that the CDC reported back in mid-April. At least 291 healthcare workers have died from the virus, and the CDC believes current numbers are possibly an undercount because many of the reported cases do not state if the patient worked in healthcare. And good news for job seekers out there, the Goodwill of Central and Northern Arizona is hosting a virtual job fair later today. Job seekers are encouraged to log on to goodwillaz.org for the virtual fair. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. Oh, yeah.
back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. Studio, Susan Thorpe, the Yuma County Administrator. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
And on the phone, Paul Melcher, Director of Economic Development and Intergovernmental Affairs. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, John.
And Kevin Tinnell is on the phone as well. He is the Communications Director for Yuma County. Good morning, Kevin.
Thanks, John.
Have a few chamber announcements, which we do at the bottom of the hour. We have two events coming up. We're kind of slowly getting back into the event business. On June 3rd, Wednesday, at 11 a.m., we're going to do a lunch and learn coordinated by Diane Emphris at Amber's Place. It's going to be a panel discussion with stakeholders on domestic violence. And there's a lot of folks in this community that are working with law enforcement, with advocates and Amber's Place on domestic violence issues. Talking to Diane, interestingly enough, April is usually the number one month for calls in and for instances of abuse, and this April there was one. So we have problems out there that need to be uncovered. I think this panel of stakeholders and advocates is going to help us be smarter about this and help us understand the issues are real. We don't want to talk about them, but we think we have to talk about them. So I'm looking forward to that lunch and learn. That is going to come from the, I think we're going to be broadcasting that from Nova Home Loans Conference Room. And I'm looking forward to that event June 3rd, 11 a.m. That will be a virtual lunch and learn on many Facebook feeds. I'm looking forward to that. And Diane is a great partner of the Chamber, and we really support their mission as well. Then Thursday, June the 11th at 7 a.m., the virtual Good Morning Yuma. That's going to be a fun one. That is sponsored by AEA Federal Credit Union. We're going to broadcast from their conference room, 7 a.m., June 11. The program is the Yuma County Candidate Forum. We have videos from those running unopposed. So those folks, just a two-minute video, they don't need to show up. There's no Q&A for those folks. But just, I think it's important that we know who these folks are, what positions they have, what their platforms might be, what they want to get accomplished in their next 4 years of service and in office. But we're going to have live Q&A with the candidates running that are being challenged. We've got District 5 supervisor. That's going to be a fascinating race with Lynn Pancrazzi and Paige Meisenheimer. I love them both, and that, so I do. They both care deeply about this community, and that'll be an interesting race. The Yuma County Sheriff, there's a challenge there. Yuma County Assessor and Superior Court Judge District 1. And the Sheriff race is Mark Martinez and Sheriff Wilmot. That should be fascinating. The Assessor's Office and Mark Reeves, and Judge Mark Reeves in District 1. So we're looking forward to that. And again, this is just the Chamber's way of, A, you know, staying relevant, disseminating information that people need, and supporting our partners. The county has turned out to be a wonderful partner. The leadership and the administration, we're working together, communicating, cooperating, collaborating, and compromising sometimes to get things done. So that's what it takes in this community, in my opinion. You know, back to great things happening. There is a budget proposal for 2021, Susan, with a reduction in property tax rates. That's the proposed. I understand that, but that's huge. That's worth cake and ice cream, I think. I mean, at least. Walk me through that.
Okay. The Board of Supervisors is, you know, very thoughtful. They've been very conservative in the past, fiscally conservative. We've built up a very good fund balance, which is absolutely necessary at this point in time with the uncertainties related to COVID-19 and the economic impact. So we know we need to provide service. They're going to be using some of that fund balance to fund operations because we are an essential service. We are in the business of service. We have 25 different lines of business. We serve people on the prosecution and defense and health and flood control, development services. There's a whole gamut of things that the county provides, and we have to continue to provide those no matter what's happening out in the community. But the board also recognized that the community is hurting, and so they are reducing the tax rate in the general fund by a little over 2 cents in the coming budget.
But if you're a business with tons of property, that's a large amount of money. So thank you, because property tax rates for a variety of reasons because of unfunded mandates that come down from Phoenix. It's been forced down, and finally that bill comes to my kitchen table. So I end up paying for it regardless. So having a little bit of a respite is greatly appreciated, and people need to celebrate that because it was hard work. It just didn't happen. A lot of hard work, a lot of pencil sharpening and erasers and carrying ones and making sure that services were provided. But again, the costs were mitigated to taxpayers, so thank you for that.
Well, thanks to the Board of Supervisors.
Okay, I'll make sure. Even Tony Reyes?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
I love Tony. And you have a great board. You do. They're committed to this community. They care deeply about it because they live, work, and play here as well. So congratulations to each and every one of them for the hard work.
And they work really well together, and I think that helps us to stay under the radar because there's not a lot of controversy. The board works well together. They have differences of opinion and differences of approach, but then they end up working together to come up with the best solution that everybody agrees is a good solution.
It's cool, calm, and collected. It's very natural, very normal, mm-hmm. Or maybe abnormal. Maybe you need some controversy. What do you think? Nope.
No.
Okay. Russ is shaking his head no. I love it. But again, back to some of the things that we're doing. You know, Paul, looking forward to your role as it continues to develop as Director of Economic Development. You're doing economic development calls almost daily. What was the inspiration or the genesis of that in corralling people every single day to move the needle? What was the idea behind those calls?
Well, John, we've been working together on so many regional projects of impact. Our ability as a region to collaborate is really what drives the success behind so many of these projects. So I just took cue from what we've been doing already, and we talked together amongst ourselves as an ED group and came up with that economic resource portal so that we could address these issues, knowing that we're a lot smarter together than we are trying to figure out this individually and getting something out there that would be a benefit not only to our individual partners, the cities and towns, but you know, the county's really new to economic development to the point where we're just starting to establish some of these contacts so that through the chamber, through GYDC, a lot of those contacts existed from our perspective. So why not use this as an opportunity to look at it as a collaboration rather than just trying to go it all on our own?
What I love about the calls, Paul, is that getting Jenny from San Luis and Hector from Somerton, they're enthusiastically involved in these calls. They're at the table, and I think they want to be at the table, and for a long time they weren't. And you coalesced a group that are really engaged in moving the needle forward for economic development for all of Yuma County, so congratulations. And the calls are fascinating. From one call to the next, we have no idea what's going to come up. And Alan Pruitt has been a good addition as well.
Yes, John, and I think that's really been indicative of this whole situation where even coming out, it's a new stimulus package or it's new legislation or it's a new executive order that really keeps us on our toes. And that's been our ability to be nimble and to be able to respond to those that quickly has been a real benefit to the community. And, you know, I think we all have our fingers crossed on businesses reopening and those that can stay in business. But I think it's through the efforts of, you know, Jenny's provided such insights into the border. Hector is doing a fantastic job of getting economic development really cranking up in Somerton. So to have that perspective from Larry in Welton and then, mm-hmm. of course, from city partners as well, you're right, we're learning something new every day.
Exactly right. I want to talk about county government being nimble, which is rare. After the break, you're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBOU.
Check your tire pressures every month, especially before long road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer.
trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always.
There is nothing like Sprague Sports.
And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's.
And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty.
And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty.
Sprague's is your Remington warranty center, and when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service.
But that's not all.
Sprague Sports has got training courses,
including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more.
Sprague's handles Glock, Blue Label pistols,
and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos.
That's why we call them the experts.
And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters.
The best Yeti selection
and free ice for life.
Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range
and gun rentals.
You can try before you buy.
Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956.
That's the Sprague's difference.
Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedoms. And now they need our help as we all fight the coronavirus. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their family, hospital volunteers, and staff can have little or no contact with them. Being alone can be terrifying, but we all can help. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and craft projects for our veterans and military, at no charge to them. We invite you to join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for nearly 50 years. healvets.org.
Hey, it's David from Afternoons here on KTTI. Every weekday from 3 until 7, brought to you by Nationwide Vision Centers, serving Arizona for over 30 years with over 85 offices across Arizona. Call 1-800-EYECARE to schedule your next eye appointment.
I'm a veteran. My victory was admitting I had PTSD and getting help.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I no longer see it as a weakness, but as a sign of strength. I call it post-traumatic growth.
DAV provides a lifetime of support, helping veterans of every generation get the benefits they've earned.
I am a veteran. I lost both legs in Vietnam.
Every year, DAV helps more than a million veterans so they can reach victories great and small.
My victory was getting my benefits and a good education.
I'm a veteran. When I got out, I felt like Nora was safe.
My victory was finding the help I needed.
But there's more to be done, and more victories to be won.
Thanks to DAV, now I feel like I'm human again.
Help support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Here's just some of what you'll hear when you go under the hood with the Nordstrom's Motor Medics.
I got a 98 Dodge pickup, 2500, not leaking, but using a lot of oil, like 4 quarts and 180 miles.
We have a winner. Russ, tell him what he's won.
You have won a trip to the repair shop to replace your intake gasket at a nominal charge, which is much better than replacing the entire motor.
And what happens if he doesn't take advantage of his price?
Soon to explode at a stoplight near you.
Shannon and Russ have spent their whole lives with their heads under the hood, and that's the way they like it.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU in studio. We have Susan Thorpe, who is the Yuma County Administrator. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
On the phone, Paul Melcher, Director of Economic Development and Intergovernmental Affairs. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, John.
And Kevin Tennell, Communications Director. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
So, Paul, who came up with your title? Silence.
I think Susan and I worked on that together.
Yeah.
Because you know, you're right, John, it's a mouthful.
But it covers what he does, because it's not just economic development and it's not just intergovernmental affairs. The legislature is, both at the federal and state level, is almost a full-time job. And then economic development is a whole new ballgame for us, and we really want to be up at the table for that. So we weren't in either one of those categories, and so I really needed some help in both of those areas, and Paul is doing a great job.
So, Paul, when you were offered this position, what was your initial thought because you were the deputy before, so now here's this position. What was your initial thought of economic development and intergovernmental affairs? Uh-oh, or yay, or...
No, actually was that yay, John, because much of what I'd already been doing as the deputy was supporting both of those elements. And once we were able to consolidate it into one job title, I tell you, it has been challenging, but it is so much fun, just because you do get to collaborate, you get to work on some great projects, and it's amazing what you learn going through legislative process. People, you know, talk about how the sausage is being made and nobody wants to see it, and sometimes it is interesting what goes behind, what you have to do to try to get legislation not only passed, but even get sponsors to go through that whole process. I've learned so much just starting out again going through there, because we've presented some state legislature items, and then we're also looking at the federal level as well. So it's just an amazing process to go through.
But was it HB, was it 2814? Was that the Rural Economic Development Bill that we had to pull back and we're going to rewrite for next session? Is that the right number?
Was it, yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Walk me through the tenets behind that, because that's really important for all of us in southwestern Arizona, just like the 35,000-foot level of that bill.
So in a couple sentences, what we're really looking at is addressing the fact that rural Arizona has fallen behind in recovering from the Great Recession. You look at the Phoenix metro area and the boom that the state's experiencing, but it's really experiencing it just in those locales, you know, Maricopa and Pima counties. So what we were trying to do is level the playing field to encourage additional infrastructure and business development in rural areas. And by that bill, we would get some qualifying projects. If the project qualified and met the capital and employment metrics that were being applied by the Commerce Authority through their local governments, then those projects would qualify for some tax benefits. And that's what we were hoping to spur economic development in the rural areas.
You know, and you're exactly right. Phoenix is booming. Maricopa is booming. Pima is now just flat to where they were in 2008, and the rest, the other 13, I like to call the other 13 counties, are still lagging way behind where we were in 08. And this is a good first step. This at least puts us at the table. It levels the playing field a little bit, but at least it puts us at the table. I think that's a great first step.
I agree. I think once if we can get this reestablished, we had some great sponsors. We're just looking to make sure that we have a wider collaboration on it. We put it up really quickly last session, because the Commerce Authority had encouraged us to do that. It was on a short fuse anyway. We'll be putting up the same language, but we just want to make sure that we have a wider platform for support, so that when it goes to the state legislature again, we can have more sign-ons to it in support of it.
Yeah, I think the Arizona Chamber executives from the chambers all across the state, we're signing on a letter as well supporting it, because, again, whether you're in Kingman or Yuma or Sierra Vista or wherever, they want to be at the table. So this does help all of those locales across the state. So it's big, and so we'll get that over the finish line next session. Susan, you have a tablet of notes. Is there anything that you want to put forth? We've got about 4 minutes or so, or are you good to go? Copious note taker, by the way.
I just want to say that our health department has done a fabulous job working on the COVID-19 issue. Our entire county is working together as a team in supporting the health department's activities, and they're cooperating very well with the state. We're finally getting the PPE supplies that all the agencies are requesting, and we're getting the testing. Finally, we're getting the blitz testing. Cases are going up, and it's not just because it's testing, it's the blitzes, it's because we're discovering people who have no symptoms that are getting caught in the blitz testing. So that is the most concerning thing, is that people have no symptoms. And even though the numbers of people who are older than 65 are small, the ones that have COVID, once they get it, it's extremely serious, and that's where most of the deaths are coming. So if you care about your family members, if you care about your mothers and your fathers and your grandmothers and your grandfathers, please wear a mask. The social distancing is hugely important. Please take care of your family by following the guidelines that have been put out there by CDC. it's a serious matter, and we want to protect all of our residents.
Yep. And Kevin Tunnell kind of put the bug in our ear at the chamber to recognize the county health department. So we did the Love Caravan. There were like 30 cars in the parade. We had banners and signs.
That was huge, John.
It was a blast. I think there was this pent-up demand by my ambassadors to get out and do stuff. So they were enthusiastically behind it. And the great thing about it is that we did $110 gift cards to local restaurants, and most of those came from donations from ambassadors and board members and things like that. So it was a collaborative effort. It was a blast. We had a ball.
Well,
they were really appreciative.
John, right. And for an office that typically is well under the radar, you know, people talk about first responders and all that. We're not taking any credit away from first responders or anything like that. But the health district operates a lot under the radar and not necessarily associated in that same, you know, when people are talking about first responders. But they truly are. And they're people that they're very humble and they love to help people, and that's what they're doing. So to get recognized even a little bit, I think, was a big thing for them. And the reason why I think that's important, John, is that a lot of people don't understand that even though COVID's going on, everybody in that health district is operating on a normal level, meaning that they're doing their regular duties.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know right now. About a month or two ago, Yuma County, according to countyhealthrankings.org, was rated the number one overall healthiest county in the state of Arizona. And that's by design. They're doing a lot of hard work down there that goes unnoticed. And so it was really big of you all to recognize them and put them up top. They're doing a lot of hard work down there.
It was big fun. And the other thing, too, do we have any guidance on when the library is going to open up? Has anybody got a word on that?
Well, the first step is they're going to be starting to do curbside service. So you can order books and or any materials at the library, and we'll arrange to bring it out to the car. Or there are some drive-thrus that have the window already, so we'll use those. But we will be providing that service. They're doing a lot of virtual story time, English and Spanish. They're doing a lot of online access. So people have gotten a lot of e-library cards and are accessing everything the library has to offer online. So they are going to start the curbside service soon.
The hour has gone by exceedingly fast. Can we do this again sometime soon? There's just so much to cover.
That'd be great.
Great. We're done with time, so you know, listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. Thanks for listening. Kevin, Paul, Susan, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Bill Alexander Ford is offering relief you can count on. They want to pay your rent or mortgage for 2 months and get you deferred payments for 4 months. This is the time to buy a new Ford with 0% for 84 months or no payments for 6 months. Don't miss out on 0% for 60 months on 2019 Super Duty and no payments for 3 months. Pickup and delivery options are available for sales, service, and collision. Shop entirely online and have your vehicle delivered to your home. Alexander Ford, a difference you can count on approved credit.
Titans, go!
When the Teen Titans go to the movies, they know the best way to travel is safely.
Hollywood, here we come!
Magic!
To keep your child safe, be sure to use the right car seat for their age and size.
Exactly.
I know you feel it.
We're finally on the big screen.
Have a seat, my dude.
For more information on finding the right seat, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Gotcha. That's a wise move.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
All right, every week we put together a digital life hack tip, and it's all designed to make things easier, to answer some probing questions that you might have. And I've noticed in my inbox that a lot of folks are wondering, like, what's the best browser to use? Because, let's just face it, you got a lot of choices. So over at Commando.com, we've decided to do the research.
Tim Commando Show, Sunday mornings at 9 on 560 KBLU.
Distracted driving kills in Arizona. Life is more important than your phone's beep. Stop the distracted driving, Arizona, please. Sponsored by the Arizona Chapter National Safety Council and the Governor's Office of Highway Safety, aired in cooperation with the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a pay program.
All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU.